You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, in association with eNew York, is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Joshua Margolis, founder of New York's Mind Over Matter, that specializes in in-home fitness and is also dedicated to providing fitness programs that will get you looking and feeling your best. Their approach to a healthy lifestyle will help you lose body fat, better your appearance, boost your energy levels, and improve your overall health. Mind Over Matters invites you to work with New York City's finest fitness professionals. They're designed fitness plans that meet your individual goals and inspire you through motivation and guidance. By understanding the mindset and obstacles that New Yorkers face daily, their team is prepared to adjust to your schedule and environment. Joshua Margolis not only is the founder, but he is a fitness consultant with a bachelor's degree in sports psychology. He holds certifications from ACE and NASM and is also prenatal and postpartum certified. Joshua, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Happy to be here. I'll try to live up to that impressive bio you just read off right there.
I hear you. That can inspire you without a question. So who are you and what do you do? Let's start there.
Well, essentially what we are, we're Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness, and what we do is in-home fitness. Now, what we focus on primarily, especially since we're located in Manhattan, but it doesn't have to be exclusive to Manhattan, is catering to those with the busy lifestyle. This is a huge metropolis. This is a city where there's a lot of demands professionally, personally. Time is at a premium. And because of that, a lot of people don't set aside the necessary time to make sure that they do exercise. And something that you hit on before, especially the people that are the busy entrepreneurs, it's so much of their time, effort, energy is spent on developing their own successful and productive and financially sound businesses that they forget to take care of the most important thing, which is themselves. And that's where we come in.
Where and how can this be done, implementing your strategies and programs?
Well, generally, like I said, we are originally born out of New York City and the hectic lifestyle and pace. But if you're not a New York City resident, that doesn't mean you cannot use our services. What we've been doing a lot recently is Skype workouts. It's sort of the evolution of the fitness DVD. It's a step above an interactive DVD. It's something where, and we all have it, the webcam set up. We'll work with somebody. We'll set aside a half hour, 45 minutes or an hour, depending on the duration of their workout. And you'll have a one-on-one trainer work with you, watching you perform the exercises, making sure you're doing them correctly, making sure you're doing them efficiently, and most importantly, making sure you're getting the maximum benefit and the maximum results of it. And for those of us, and let's be honest, there's a lot of us out there that don't necessarily have that motivation to set that time aside. If you have an appointment, if it's a set appointment, if you're paying for that set appointment time, more times than not, you're going to block that time out. So what we'll do is we'll work with people who are outside the city, outside the country even, and we'll set up a Skype with one of our trainers. And we'll start with for the busy lifestyle, some simplistic, straightforward workouts for that individual. And this way we can cater to them. It's not just a stock workout that you would get from a DVD. It's something that we work with that person depending on what their needs and wants are.
Well, tell us, why did you decide to get into this line of work?
Most certainly. I think it's what we're hitting on in the beginning. I'm an entrepreneur as well, and we've been developing Mind Over Matter from the ground up. And our business happens to be fitness, but it could be anything. But the reality is that so much of your energy and effort and time is put into the business. It's really, and I think entrepreneurs out there can relate, it's your heart and soul. It's everything that you have goes into that. And sometimes because of that, you can just sort of neglect what you need for yourself, for your mind and for your body. So I was realizing as I was doing a lot of my fitness work, catering to all my clients, of running around the city, making sure everybody got their workouts, I was letting the most important thing go, which was my health and my wellness. So I want to make sure now that I can cater to those people that just sort of have this hectic lifestyle, that don't find time for a workout, to make that time. And as we've shown, it's really not an issue of time. It's an issue of priorities, and we all have them. And if working out is not one of them, then it won't be. You need to make one of them a priority. You need to make that workout a priority. And through my own personal experience, I realized that, look, you know, in my schedule, in my calendar, I have to set that time apart. I have to make sure, okay, on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., I am not scheduling any clients. This is the time that I have for me to work out. And we're just trying to share that same type of philosophy, which is really simple and straightforward, with the rest of the world.
Tell us, what is an ideal client for MOM or MOM?
Well, the MOM acronym is not by accident. We have actually a large part of our clientele are prenatal, postpartum women, women that are looking to prepare themselves for pregnancy and the rigors and the challenges it places on their body. And on the backside, postpartum, women looking to get back into their pre-pregnancy shape. If you're thinking about being pregnant, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, the time to exercise is now, if you're even thinking about it. You want to not wait necessarily until you get pregnant. You'd like to start it beforehand. It doesn't mean that you can't start when you're pregnant, but the sooner you do that, the better. The research on it is endless about how much easier the 9-month pregnancy term is, how much easier the delivery time is, two things that women can both appreciate. And on the back end, getting yourself back into your pre-pregnancy shape, and that's certainly something that every woman struggles with, and there's a lot of pressure out there to sort of get back to where you were. I think people see a lot of times magazines and television shows and all the media about celebrities that end up giving birth, and then a month later they're on a runway. Now, we try to adopt some of those philosophies, but more towards a realistic goal, and that is getting you to look as good as you looked before the pregnancy. And we do that a lot of different ways. We do it with personal training. We do it with Pilates. We do it with yoga. We do it with private boot camp classes, trying to tap into that one thing that perhaps somebody enjoys. And if you're not going to enjoy it, you're not going to get the results. So we try to throw every different type of pitch at you until you get one you hit out of the park.
So with that being said, what is or what would be your formula for success?
Well, I think the first thing is having a realistic approach. And we tell this to use the example we did before with our prenatal postpartum clients. If you're 4 to 6 weeks after your pregnancy and you're getting back to your workout, if you didn't look a certain way before the workout, you're not going to look that way necessarily now. We want to have a realistic expectation, a realistic goal. What I tell people to do is find a picture of themselves in their adult life where they looked the best, where they liked the way they looked. Maybe they're at their ideal weight. Maybe they're at their ideal shape, their ideal muscle tone. Find that picture. That's the goal. That's the goal, that you want to look like that. We want to make sure that no matter what, we can achieve that. And the fact that you were there once means that you can be there again. We want to set an ideal expectation. And the second thing to follow up with that is set it as a priority. Don't just put it on the list of things to do. Obviously, we all have busy lifestyles, but you want to schedule your workouts as if it was any other meeting. If you have your weekly meetings with work, or on a personal level, if you have your kid's soccer game, anytime you schedule something along those lines, you block it out in your handheld or whatever type of device you use, put your workouts in there. It's the only way it's going to get done, is if you block off that time frame to do it. It has to be a priority, and you have to have a realistic goal and expectation.
Today we're joined by Joshua Margolis, founder of New York's Mind Over Matter, that specializes in home fitness and is dedicated to providing fitness programs that will get you looking and feeling your best, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio in association with E! New York, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Joshua, what is the one essential component to fitness?
That's a great question, because there's so much information about there about what is best for you and what workout is best for you. And anytime you turn on the television late at night, you see the latest and greatest DVD that's the best for you, or the greatest exercise piece of equipment that's best for you, or the greatest diet that's best for you. There's so many things that are best for you. We're going to break it down to the most simplest form right here. And that is, you need to eat right and you need to sleep right. Those are the two most quintessential factors to a successful exercise program. It's that simple. If you're not getting the necessary sleep, your body will not have a chance to rejuvenate. Your body will not have a chance to burn calories efficiently, to build muscle mass efficiently. There's no way around it. And I could speak to that as New Yorkers. We all think that we could somehow skirt the system. That, oh, I'll get a couple hours here, a couple hours there. You're not going to achieve your optimal results unless you're getting optimal rest. Number two, eating right. And it goes hand in hand. And I'm not saying diet. Diet's a bad word. We want to get rid of that word diet. It's eating right, eating sound, getting the necessary nutrients in your body. For some of us, that means eating less. For some of us, that actually means eating more. You don't skip meals. You have breakfast. Those things you were told as a kid to have your breakfast, there's a reason for it. There's a truth behind it. It helps start your metabolism. It helps kickstart it. You need to eat well. You need to eat sound. You need to eat a certain way that you can eat that way for the rest of your life if it's an efficient and healthy way to eat.
How do you keep the client motivated, by the way?
And that's the thing. That's a great question as well. A trainer is going to only provide external, extrinsic motivation. And that's what we're here for. We're here to get the client up and motivated and moving. We're here to get the client accountable. We're here to get the client responsible to themselves by having an appointment with us. But ultimately, that person, that client, has to find something within them that's going to keep them going. Whatever it might be, they have to find that one thing that's going to get them up when it's cold outside, when it's dark outside, that's going to get them to the gym when it's raining, when it's snowing, that's going to, you know, sleeping on a weekend, but make sure you get your workout time in. Each person has to find that one thing within them. It could be something simple. It could be something as superficial as looking good in a bathing suit or looking good for that 20th year reunion that's coming up. Or it could be something even more in-depth, which is what we try to do as well, quality of life, having a healthy life, not waiting till you're 60 years older and sometimes even younger until you get some debilitating illness or heart disease, having a situation where you can run around and play with your children and not sit down because you're so exhausted and you can't keep up. Whatever it is, we try to encourage those people to find it within themselves. And that's going to be the thing, that'll be the one thing that'll keep them going. That'll be the torch that'll be burning bright within them. And on top of that, then the trainer can help with those external factors, the motivation, the guidance, the responsibility.
What does it take to be successful in fitness? I mean, I'm sure the world would like to get in on the inside track on that.
That's right. I think the main takeaway is there's not one way. And, you know, there's several different ways that you can do it. And speaking on that, I don't think people should be discouraged if they haven't yet found it. A lot of times you have to try a discipline or try a method repeatedly before you get the hang of it. I'm using myself as an example. I'm currently doing yoga now. I've been doing yoga for about 2 years. I've tried yoga and failed so many times in the past. I wanted to do yoga. I knew the benefits of yoga. I knew how great it was, but I just couldn't get my mind wrapped around it. So I would try it, wouldn't work, come back a couple months later or a year later, try it again. Well, this time, for whatever reason, it took. And again, maybe I found something within me that's going to help me stay motivated to do it. But ultimately, don't get discouraged if you haven't yet found it. You have to keep trying. Keep trying different locks with that key. Eventually, one will open up.
Here's everybody's favorite. How does one get a flat stomach, especially if you're over 40, you're struggling with that one?
That's right. No, I mean, look, that's the big one. I mean, when people find out what I do for a living, I'd say that's the follow-up question. And that's what everybody wants to know. It's our obsession with the six-pack abs or even just a flat stomach. I think we should start with that first, is getting a flat stomach before we get to six-pack abs. And people don't want to hear this, but, I mean, you could do abdominal crunches till the cows come home. It's not going to get you a flat stomach. Crunches in conjunction with some other types of disciplines will help. I mean, here's the thing. You need to do three things. It's a triangle. You need to eat well. You need to do a cardiovascular discipline. And you need to do some core work. So core work could be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be crunches. You know, Pilates and yoga are a lot of core work. I have to say, you know, there's minimal amount of spinal flexion done in these disciplines, but it's great core work. So it doesn't necessarily have to be all about crunches. Secondly, find a cardiovascular discipline. You can have great abdominals. You could have just the strongest abs in the world, a great six-pack abs. But if you have that layer of adipose tissue, of fat over it, no one's going to see it. Find a discipline that works for you. Buy a bike. Buy a pair of rollerblades. Play volleyball. Go for a run. Swim. Do something where you're burning calories. That's going to help get rid of that layer. And then lastly, we talked before, is eating well. Most people do not get six-pack abs from eating fast food or eating late at night or, as ironic as this sounds, skipping meals. So you got to do a little bit of all three.
That's some tremendous insight and information. And lastly, what is your fitness philosophy, briefly?
Well, our philosophy is simple. As your body is the best piece of exercise equipment you'll ever use. Simply put, you don't necessarily need heavy dumbbells. You don't need big pieces of infomercial equipment. Sometimes your body is the best asset that you have. And because of that, you don't need to get to a gym. You don't need to get to a health club. You can just do stuff right in the privacy of your own home, office, or apartment. Your body is the best thing that you have going for you.
It's been really good to catch up with you. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and to get more information and to take advantage of your tremendous services on how to get back in shape?
Sure. The best bet is mindovermatternyc.com. That's mindovermatternyc.com. And you can always send us an email at info@mindovermatternyc.com, and we will certainly respond back to you. For those of you that still like to use the phone, I'm one of them. You can give us a call. We're 212-865-9290.
And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice even today that would help them be more healthy or fit?
That's a good point. I think sometimes, you know, as I was speaking to you before about our hectic, busy lifestyles, sometimes even if you have 10 minutes, 10 minutes is better than no minutes. If you have 5-10 minutes, do something. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Park further from the entrance to the mall than closer. Take advantage of these little times. Jump rope. Get a little rope for your house or your apartment. You have pockets of time. Take advantage of that. 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. It all adds up.
And it certainly is important. Thank you so much. That was Joshua Margolis, founder of New York's Mind Over Matter, that specializes in in-home fitness and is dedicated to providing fitness programs that will get you looking and feeling your very best. And the website of reference, once again, is mindovermatternyc.com. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
My pleasure.
Ours as well. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio in association with E! New York. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.